Also, I was preparing the homily for this late last night. I was working on it. Sometimes these things sneak up on you. And, you know, I was looking at the readings. Our readings are on a three-year cycle. So 9 years ago, I was looking at the homilies of past years, and I came across the one that was I gave on the Sunday after September 11th, 9 years ago. And I thought, in light of all of the things that have been in the news lately, especially about religion, and what should our response be, I thought I'd just revisit those words. And I don't often write them out word for word, but I did that weekend. And so this is what I said. I said, we all want to do something after that. I said, but there are some responses which are not of God and which have no place in the heart of the Christian. Vengeance has no place in the heart of the Christian. Injustice has no place in the heart of the Christian. Indiscriminate and disproportionate use of violence have no place in the heart of the Christian. Bigotry and hatred of any religious or ethnic group have no place in the heart of the Christian. We have a right to want to see the perpetrators of this act brought to justice. We have a right to desire that those who have harbored and sustained and assisted them will be punished. But unjust, indiscriminate, irrational, disproportionate vengeance will only add to the cycle of violence in the world. Then the terrorist will have won, for we will have become like them. There is much hyperbolic language abroad in the world these days. Some people are anxious to let slip the dogs of war. Once that virus has left the test tube, there will be no putting it back. The deaths of more innocent people will not bring back our loved ones or make us feel better in the long run. Our response must be just, proportionate, and with a minimum of violence. And then I talked a little bit about the views in the scriptures of vengeance and law and forgiveness. And then I said, we follow him who is the innocent one who suffered for the guilty. We follow the one who suffered and opened not his mouth. Christianity triumphed not by power, but by the suffering of the innocent. Our role is to add a note of peace, calm, and forgiveness. All of my life, people have been trading atrocities. Palestine and Israel, Pakistan and India, Protestant and Catholic. Frictions between Islam and Christianity are as old as the Crusades. But I do not pretend to know what we should do, but I do know this, that each of us must give an account of ourselves before God. I know that I can face God with grief of the last week on my heart. I do not want to face God with vengeance on my heart or the blood of innocent people on my hands. Today we are still in shock and grief, but our prayer is that of Zechariah in Luke 1. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. That's what I said 9 years ago, and I still believe it.